Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz. I sat down this week with Todd Hira, the Western Business Manager for CCAN, and also the new president of the Canadian Seed Trade Association. We talked about what CSTA members can expect from him as president, his hopes for the future, and why he thinks he might be the last president of the CSTA.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Todd.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Mark.
You're coming on as CSTA president this week, taking over for Dan Wright. What for you is the mark of a good president, and what can CSTA members expect from Todd Hira, CSTA president?
I think the mark of a good president is having everyone feel like they belong. Inclusiveness is important to me, and ensuring that whether they're new to the industry or from a different background, different regions of Canada, that their voice is heard and they all have a feeling of belonging and welcome to the organization.
What are the top three facts about Todd Hira that you want CSTA members and people in the wider industry in general to know?
Okay, well, first of all, I guess the first fact, I'm a farm kid, and so I grew up in northwestern Manitoba, a town of Grandview, and my brother and dad still operate the farm there. And so it's a third-generation farm, and everything that I do, I always think back to how that relates to that farm, and what would my dad think? What would my grandfather have thought of where we're taking the industry? And wanting to make sure that that it's everything's always gut-checked back with that reality of how it's going to impact our farm customers down the road. Number two, the fact I've been in the seed industry for 28 years, so I started out in private industry, working for Proven Seed, as a private seed entity, and so I've spent most of my career working in that off the start, and then switched over to CCAN 11 years ago, and so the change there was coming from an organization. Proven Seed was last owned by Agricore United. And at that time, we had 2,700 employees, and it was very much top down. So you had a product, you had sales staff that they had that product to sell, and they were told by management to sell that. Within CCAN, we work very much differently in terms of influencing decisions by showing the path and making selections of the right products. So it's very much, we don't have a lot of control at CCAN, so we have to make a very conscious effort at making the right decisions for our farmer customers and selecting products that seed growers are going to want to share with their customers. And so it's been a major shift of from a top-down management for really very much a bottom-up now. And so the long answer to the short question is I have a very diverse background in seed, and I've worked for both a larger entity, and now I consider working with CCAN, we're working with 500 smaller entities and keeping those all together. Third one about me, work-life balance is important, and all of my staff, anybody I work with, anybody in the industry, I hope that they keep that balance in mind, and having a healthy home life balanced with a healthy work life, making sure that works for not only for me but my staff, anybody that I work with, making sure that they consider that as an important part of being well-rounded.
With the Seed Synergy project ramping up now, where do you see the CSTA a year from now when your term is wrapping up? What do you think CSTA might look like 12 months from now?
So I joked around in the past about one of my goals when I become president of the Seed Trade Association is that I will be the last president of the Canadian Seed Trade Association. And I say that jokingly, but in reality, I think we're very close. I don't think I'll be the very last president of the Seed Trade Association, but maybe in the very near future, we'll be part of a much larger, more inclusive entity, and I look forward to playing a role in keeping the momentum in that going.
Thanks so much for your time, Todd.
My pleasure.